No, we're still too young. Hello, and welcome to In the Know with Okiniwa, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Okiniwa, and I hope you all are having a lovely evening. Tonight, I have a special show segment entitled All About Jazz. This show is going to be done in two parts. The first part will take place tonight, and I will be talking about early jazz and cool jazz. And on September 29th, 2022, I will be talking about smooth jazz, modern jazz, and jazz fusion. I'm going to be giving you examples from many different independent artists from this era and showing you how it coincides with this genre of music. But before I get started, for all those artists who would like to get their music played on the IL Radio Show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Internet L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@internetlnc.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@internetlnc.com.
Tonight, I'm going to be talking about two genres of jazz, two genres and cool jazz. But before I get started with tonight's segment, I want to tell you about the different subcategories for the jazz genre. They are big band and swing music, bebop, gypsy jazz, hard bop, modal jazz, Latin jazz, free jazz, jazz fusion, modern jazz, easy listening and smooth jazz, and early jazz and cool jazz. There may be others as well. If you happen to know of any other genre of jazz, please let me know by leaving a comment, or you can call me at 563-999-3549. So now, I'm going to get back to tonight's topic and start with early jazz. Early jazz and blues originated in the southern United States around the late 1800s to early 1900s, with blues arriving first, then jazz a little later. Both were inventions of African Americans who combined African musical concepts with European musical concepts, thus making these both uniquely American music genres. Although many other influences have existed and continue to influence the development of jazz music, blues is the basis of jazz and later rock and roll. Blues was the first music to emphasize and promote the unique colonization between colonization and improvisation came an integrated part of jazz vocabulary. When you think of blues, you think about misfortune, betrayal, and regret. For example, you lose your job, you get the blues. Your mate falls out of love with you, you get the blues. Your dog dies, you get the blues, and so on. With blues lyrics often deal with personal adversities, the music itself goes on far beyond self-pity The blues is also about overcoming hard luck, saying what you feel, and ridding yourself with frustrations. The blues can also consist of letting your hair down and simply having fun. Needless to say, no other form of music conveys more genuine emotion than the blues. The blues started in Mississippi Delta from New Orleans, which is the birthplace of easy jazz. The blues and easy jazz are truly influential to each other, and the interactions between the two are still present in today's music. Here are a few of the artists and bands of the early jazz era. There's Nick LaRoche, an American early jazz cornetist and leader of the original Dixieland Jazz Band. There's Lawrence James Shields, early American Dixieland jazz clarinetist. Louis Daniel Armstrong, nicknamed Satchmo, Snatch, and Pops, as an American trumpeter and vocalist. There's Hope. Joseph Nathan King Oliver, who's an American jazz clarinet player and big band leader, was an American jazz saxophonist, clarinetist, and composer. So what I'm going to do now is play you a song by an independent artist whose music conveys the early jazz era. The name of the song is Blues Chose Me by Lady Adrina.
Take it all. every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time.
All right, that song you just heard was The Blues Chose Me, and it's by Lady Adrena. Lady Adrena is from Jackson, Mississippi. Her singing career began at the age of 5 at the County Line Baptist Church and has continued to flourish. The next independent artist that I'm going to be playing is Clarence Daniel Orchestra, and the song is Sweet Soul.
1, 2.
Thank you.
All right. That was Sweet Song, and it was by Clarence Daniels Orchestra. Clarence Daniel is a band leader who's from Loma Linda. Now for my third and final independent artist this evening on the early jazz genre part of the show is Corpus. And the name of the song is Fillmore.
In the Fillmore, we're talking San Francisco lore, where music legends lived and worked before, cranking out diamonds, gold, silver, pearls galore, leaving us always wanting more. Like stars that shine forevermore, their faces seem to always be painted against an eyesore. Well, the winds of change are like an open door. There you can hear their name, always to be remembered. Most certain and sure, like the sound of a distant roar. Over in the Fillmore,
people remain cold, refrain that them lines off the verge of pain, but it brings power grows the same. No more fame in Messiah's name.
In the Fillmore, we're talking San Francisco lore. Miles, Monk, Duke, Bird, Dizzy, and John Coltrane, they wrote the score. Sarah, Nina, Billy, Ella, Dinah, and Carmen, they sang the songs we admire and adore. You had Alabama, Elsie's, Havana Club, Jimbo's, Bot City, the Blue Mirror, beloved venues of yore. Cultures coming together, hanging with each other. Yeah, rich and poor, sounds every night, folks looking right in the clothes they wore, and everybody knew the score.
In the Fillmore, I feel more, walking down these streets, history in my blood and through these beats, clubs closed with real flows, no blues in your shoes, you can feel greatness call to you, the energy that's found the truth, whether on stage or in the booth, you nod your head, that's proof. And as we build more on the backs of those that came before, no time for moving slow, waves crashing on the shore, that's a real force. We're the best, know what we're here for, the games we play, the thrill, the score. Need more, see more, be more, let that open up your mind like real doors. In a world where being yourself is a real chore, never just another day in Fillmore.
In San Francisco lore, black-owned banks, bakery shops, record shops, barber shops, gas stations, and grocery stores. There was nothing they wanted for. It was a thriving community with an unfinished history redeveloped for some unknown mystery destined to become a metaphor. Well, the Harlem of the West was laid to rest by eminent domain who claimed, "It's mine, not yours." Only to become known as the Phil No More.
Hello, my name is Baba Kenya, and I'm from the Children of Adam band. You're listening to In the Know with Ohiniwa.
That song I just played was Fillmore, and it's by Copus. Copus is from San Francisco, California. This band is formed by renowned poets Rariel Kent and ASCAP award-winning composer Wendy Loomis. Now that we have talked about the early jazz, let's get into the next jazz genre, which is cool jazz. Cool jazz is a style of modern jazz music that arose in the United States after World War II. It is characterized by relaxed tempos, lighter tones, and its contrast and complex bebop style. Cool jazz often employs formal arrangements and incorporates elements of classical music. Cool jazz is a style of jazz that emerged in the United States during the late 1940s. The term cool derives from what journalists perceive as understated or subdued feelings in the music of Miles Davis, the Modern Jazz Quartet, Jerry Mulligan, and Lenny Churchill, and others. Cool jazz saw the height of popularity during the late 1940s and 1950s. Songs such as Take Five by the Dave Brooks Quintet, popularized cool jazz and brought it to a younger, more worldwide audience. The style is still popular and influential in modern jazz musicians. Some of those artists of the cool jazz era are Miles Davis, Vic Baker, Jerry Mulligan, the Modern Jazz Quartet, Dave Brooks, and Sam Getz. Now, let's get into the music. I'll be playing two songs that coincide with the cool jazz genre. The first song, entitled Hypnosis, is It's by Bruce Groats Quartet.
Thank you.
the sun. The song that you just heard was Hypnosis, and it was by Bruce Gertz Quartet. Yeah, the nouns, jazz bassist, composer, and educator. Bruce Gertz taps his first date as a band leader in 1991. Bruce Gertz is from Melrose, Massachusetts. Yeah. The next independent artist that I will be playing for you is Tedashi and the Boys. And the name of the song is Decisions.
Every breath, every moment, you make a choice. Sit or stand, whisper or holler, feed, follow, work it out of the way. Routine or profound, good or bad, happy or sad. Decisions, revisions, so many situations. Rational, functional, practical, what can it say?
What's up, everybody? My name is Terrius, and I got a crazy entertaining new show for you on YouTube Friday night called Rhythm and Views. Listen, man, on the Rhythm and Views show, we're building a community where you can showcase your talent. If you're a music artist, we'll play your music and your videos and give you honest feedback. Also, we do mainstream music video reactions, celebrity interviews, and entertainment news. On top of everything else, we also have a segment where we highlight small business owners no matter what you do. We got you covered no matter what. So listen, this is the show you should be watching. Uploads every Friday at 6 p.m. EST on YouTube. That's the Rhythm and Views show. Let's go.
All right, everyone. The song you just heard was Decisions, and this song was a remix that Tadashi and the Boys redid. Now, Uncle Dashi and the Boys is a band that was formed in 2013, and their hometown is Ikawa Beach. Tonight, I wanted to share with you where jazz music got its start and how it plays a critical role in our music today. Also, keep in mind, I will be playing and presenting part two of All About Jazz segment next month on September the 29th, 2022. And at that time, I will be talking to you about three more jazz genres. Smooth jazz, also referred to as easy listening, modern jazz, and jazz fusion. I also want to thank all my listeners. My next show is scheduled for September the 1st, 2022 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My highlighted artists for the evening will be Big V and Lance Mitchell. Also, make sure you check out this month's showcase aired August 6, 2022. The show is hosted by IL Radio Show's creator and producer, L, and broadcast the first Saturday of each month, ending my show a little differently. I will not be playing my usual alto music. Instead, I will be playing a song by a jazz musician and saxophonist who goes by the name Trinity. I hope you all enjoy the show, and good night, everyone.